Daf Chav Dalad Amad Beis. The Gemara said, we learn out Amamotzino from Shein Ba'ayin. Lav Dafke Shein Ba'ayin, all the Evarim which are similar to Shein Ba'ayin, if an Odain is mafsed them, the Eved goes out L'cheiris. So the Gemara asks on the third line from the top on Chav Dalad Amad Beis, Ve'ema Kiyake Klal. Kiyake is a generality which is very inclusive. Shein Va'ayin Prat is we have a Klal in the Yud Gimel Midas, Klal o Prat Ein Bechlal Elo Mashe Beprat. That the prat is memayit what the klal wanted to be marbe, ve'ein v'chlal elo mashe beprat. Shein v'ayin ein midi achin eloi. So how do we know that it goes out v'chob talud roshe yevorim? So the Gemara says, it says later, l'chob shi yishalchenu, you should send them out. Shalchenu, Rashi says, Yishalchenu, lachav shishalchenu, riba loy shiluchim. There are many ways of sending him out. Bidaloy ksiv chavshi hu. It should have said he's free. O yeitze chavshi. Lachav shishalchenu. So there are many ways we send him out. Chazav v'kolom. So it's chazav v'kolom. Klal uprat uchlal. Yata don elo ke'ina prat. Now we have a klal prat a klal, so now it has to be similar to the prat. Ma prat mefoyrish mum shebegoli ve'einam choyzrim, af kol mumim shebegoli ve'einam choyzrim. So the Gemara says, ima ha prat mefoyrish mumim shebegoli ubotul mimelachtoi ve'einai choyzer. Af kol mumim shebegoli ve'einai choyzer ubotul mimelachtoi. Now, these two mumim, there's another characteristic that they possess. That if he blinded the eye, so he can't see, so he has no use of the eye. When he took out a tooth, so he's minimizing the teeth with which to chew it. So that means these are Evorim which were doing certain functions, and by the actions of the Odin, not only are you losing the Eva, you're losing the function that the Evet had derived from this Eva also. That's the characteristics of the Prat. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Bottle mimelachtoi, ha'ayin nismis mirais. It doesn't see anymore. Vashein mililois. The shein doesn't chew anymore. So al koponim, we should have to have. If we're learning out a klal prat a klal, we should have to have this characteristic that these two pratim have, that the mum should cause a bittul melachim. Now the eved is missing a function which he had possessed till now. So what's the kasha? Alom basanya, we learned in Abaraisa. Tolash biskonim. He pulled his beard. V'dildul boy etzem. And he mislodged a bone in the jaw. Evet yoytzi behem lecheilus. Now we have to figure out what happened over here. So Rashi says, v'dildol boy etzem, hishmitoi mimikaymoi. It's not in place anymore. He dislodged it. Omechubel bebosor. It's still attached, but it's out of place. Yoytzei boi lecheiris, im etzem shenei chayzeru, V'soifoi liyobesh v'lipa. L'maisa, since it's not in place, it's out of the joint, so eventually it's going to dry up. V'lipa, it won't disintegrate the face. Now, what is the Gemara's kash? So Rashi says there's no bitul melochin. The etzim the zokin lav midi avi ovid. It wasn't doing anything. What was it doing till now? Rashi says the Rebbein Shalom created an etzim that doesn't do anything. Abal kaponim, let's not get into that. It wasn't doing anything. It wasn't functioning, there was no malachi it was doing till now. Aber given the begoliu, the einai choyza, areyu ke esrim ba'abo roshei evorim. So it's equivalent to the esrim ba'abo roshei evorim. So now, let us just clarify, Harashi learned pshat in the Gemara's kasha, and then we'll mention the difficulties which we have on Rashi. Rashi says somehow he dislodged the bone, dildul boyetz, and he dislodged the bone. And this bone in the jaw never did a malachim. There was no malachim it was doing. So, and we're asking Gekash if we have a klal prat a klal, so the marshal of Yitzhiyah's Davke, that it was a functional Eva. The I was doing Malacha, the Shein was doing Malacha, this was Loyas, this was Raya. And now you took away a function that the Eved possessed in this Eva. So that's one of the characteristics of Shein Vayin. Here you're not taking away a function. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Now, let us just mention now, there's a Gemara later, a member of Rav Sheshit, that the Gemara says later, what if a person had a blind eye? He couldn't see. And now the Odin was chaitet the eye, he took out the eye. So, it says, Rav Sheshit, you go out in the chaylet. So what the Yitzhiya Lecheiris? He didn't take away a function. But it wasn't functioning side by side. I mean, so the Yitzhiya is, I took away an Eva. It wasn't functioning, he took away an Eva. So here also, I took away an Eva that's not functioning. Okay, so that's Lecheira. I mean, Rashi says, Seifel is Yavish, Velipel. That's, and perhaps, with the teretz, perhaps it'll be good for Kel. So there's a nudin now. You take away, we learn that. I feel if I take on Eva that wasn't functioning, I mean, the Gemara can say a teretz on this. We don't make a klop out of klop. Fine. So that's the yesod. That is the yesod. There's two problems in this. Or let's say three problems. Number one, kivin the begolihu. Rashi says, you need an Avish and Begoli. Well, this is also Begoli. So you have to understand, why is this Begoli? This bone in the jaw, why is it called Begoli? Unless we'll say that there's a Taisvis in Baba Kame, that's Sarek Aleph, that asks Akashi, the Gemara will have later Chirshai. If you make an Eved deaf, he also goes out L'chayres. So Taisha says, it's not Begoli. It's not Begoli. So Taisha, if you look at a deaf person, you'll see he's deaf. So the result of the Chirs, that's also called Begoli. That means even though the ear is good, but if watching him and observing him, you see he's deaf. So that's called Begoli. So perhaps this bone that is dislodged. Perhaps when he chews, you see something, his mouth is wobbling. I don't know, Klo, could be that. I mean, Rashi says, it's Begoli. Rashi says, it's Begoli. Without this kash, it's good, it's Begoli. So you have to know, number one, why it is Begoli. Unless we'll say it's one could observe it. Number two, it comes out that it's lav davke eschim v'abor roshei evorim. Now we just, I mean, this is this eschim v'abor roshei, but we just found a new eva. This the as the veravus ba'ira. I'd like to mention the Loshon Rambam. The Rambam, when the Rambam brings down this halacha, the Rambam says, Tolash biskonoi, v'dildo boy etzem min halechi, yotza lecheiris. He goes on lecheiris. So the Rambam says, Sherei bitul maisei hashinayim hakvuyois ba'oisei etzem. Now, the teeth were, the jawbone, the teeth somehow are attached to this jawbone. Shreipitol maisei hashinai makvuyis ba'isay etzem. Now the teeth don't chew. If the bone is dislodged, the teeth don't chew. So we have a new problem. So the Rambam diagnosed the problem very well. It's he can't eat anymore. Before he used to eat taffy, toast, the paste. Now he used to chew bones. Now he has big problems. So the Kesef Mishnah asked the Kasha, so what shan the Gemara? The Rambam just told us that he can't chew well. Bitul meleches hashinai, bitul maise hashinai. So I'd like to mention two mahalchim how the achronim learn pshat in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam didn't learn pshat in our Gemara like Rashi. Rashi says the Gemara is asking a kasha. There's no bitul meloche. There's a bitul meloche over here. He can't chew well. No, the Rambam asks it's not begoloi. Mishum dleihavi begoloi shrei ha'ir mechaseyu pumfake. What we asked on Rashi. That's how the Rambam learns you don't need begoli. That's the maskonas hagemot. That's how the Kesef Mishnah says. The Meiri says a very interesting pshat in Rambam. The Meiri says that the Rambam is telling us a chiddush that the bitul meloche, the loshon of the Meiri is as follows: Ein kan bitul meleches atzmoi, elo mitzad she bitul bekach maisei hashinayim shem kvuyim ba'oisai etzem. That was pshat de Gemara's kasha. The pshat de Gemara's kasha was the it is not a direct bitul by shein v'ayin. You blind the ayin so the eye doesn't see. Here you were medaltul the etzem, so the tooth doesn't chew well. So this is more or less an indirect bitul meloche, not in the eighth. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Al koponim, we have here that there's a problem in this din. It's not, if you're making a klal prat, a klal, according to Rashi, there's no bitul meloche. According to the Meiri, there's no bitul meloche in that eva, so it's not dumyid d'shem v'ayim. According to the Kesef Mishnah, it's an under kash, it's not a neva begoli. But if it's a klal prat, a klal, so, I mean, according to the Kesef Mishnah, ma prat b'foyesh mumishe begoli, that's not the Gemara's kash. It's not a mumishe begoli. So the Gemara says, ribuyo, I got news for you. It's not a klal prat, a klal. It's a riboy. It's a riboy miyuta v'riboy. So here, there's a very helpful marit. The marit says as follows. Bemison, before we hear a machlokes tanoim, when you have a generality and a prat and another generality, how is this nidrash? Klal prat a klal, riboy miyuta v'riboy. This is a machlokes tanoim, how we dash. Good, it's Malaika's out to dash. One man, the Amadashans all the time, klal prat a klal. Another man, the Amadashans, ribi mit v'ribui. Now here, all of a sudden, the Gemara said, we dash in klal prat a klal. So I said, oh, you have a problem? No problem, we dash ribi mit v'ribui. I mean, if we dash in b'chol ha-teirakul, the klal prat a klal, we won't change our mahalach to find for our baraisa. It doesn't say the baraisa is going according to this tanem. So the Maritz has a beautiful word. The Maritz says that the gather of klal prat to klal is that the two klalim are being marbe the same inyan. But they're being marbe the same inyan. So then you make that. So that's the bida of klal prat to klal. Kiyake is speaking about all hakois. Vish lachovshi yishalchenu is not speaking about hakois, it's speaking about shiluchim. That's what the Gemara's machadish over here. If the two klolim are speaking about two, yeah, the this is malba, this is malba, but this is not klal prata klal. The midah of klal prata klal is that you have two klolim which are koilo the same thing. This is koilo, it would be hakois, it would start off with kiyake, and it would end with a kiyake. So then, so again, so this is marba ol hakois, this is marba ol hakois. So in the middle, that's a klal prat haklal, dum yit hakois that were mentioned. But since one thing is speaking about hakois, and one thing is speaking about shiluchim, that alone is not a midah of klal prat haklal, that's a midah of ribui, miyit, veribe, veribe hakol. So then, it's a different midah, and the veribe hakol. Frag the Gemara, oh, if it's ribi akol bi ribuyu, afilo kol ayodoi bitzomso. So all above everything, so afilo, if he hit him on the hand and it dried up, v'soifo lachzer nami, so eventually it's going to, but it's also a hakko, we mab everything, we mab a shaluchim, we mab a ko, alom v'sanyi kol ayodoi bitzomso v'soifo lachzer nevi yoytze bol lachayra. So that means bariba miut variba, since we have two miutim, so one is neither neiva shabigoli, and one is mamayut, so there has to be neiva shabigoli, one is mamayut, there has to be ein saif ailaksa. So that's the gemara. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi ribuyu einoi loshen klal, it's not a loshen of a klal. Liyis nidim bechlalo uprat elo beriba miyit beriba beriba akel betzom sa yovsha im kein de loyme mayit midi miyit hashem vayin lo may miyit sa kolchoch it's I have these two miyutim so man we need a mumshe begoli vein sa yifelach so tana rabo zog te gemara weiter. Tana Rabbana. Bekulam, in all the Chovdal Drosh Eborim, Eved Yoytzi Ben Lecheiritz, he goes out Lecheiritz, the Tzorich Get Shichon. But he needs a Get Shichon also. That means, Tzorich Get Shichon, so Rashi says, the Tzorich Get Shichon, Latirei Bebas Choyrem. So it seems from Rashi, there are two inyonim. There's one inyon, there's a hafka of the bailus of the yodain, there's a kinyan momin, then there's a kinyan issa. Like we hear the man the yoma, amavke rabdoi yotza lecheres, but so get shicho. That means in the hafka's momin, in the hafka's momin, he doesn't have schusse momin in him, but you gotta be the kinyan issa, you need a shtar shicho. The problem, according to Shmuel, the whole Zamavki Havda Yotzel Lecheres Vein Tzorich Get Shicha Ebedish, that's a problem, but which Dimrei Moshe asks, but let's not get into that over here. Bekulam Eved Yotzebem Lecheres V'Tzorich Get Shicha. Dibre Rav Shimon. Ameir Oymer Einei Tzorich. No, he doesn't need a Get Shicha, he's a Meshucha. Rabbi Lazar Oymer Tzorich. He needs a Get Shicha. Tafan Oymer Einei Tzorich. Rabbi Kiva Oymer Tzorich. Hamachiyem lifnei chachomim Oymerim. Now there was a bis other Tamidei chachomim Tanoim who hamachiyem lifnei chachomim. And they made a pesach achro apshore. Nirim divrei rab tarfen b'shein v'ayin. B'shein v'ayin The Tesla Beferish and Bain. So that means he goes out Legamri. You don't need a Starship. The Divre Rabbi Kiva Bisharibo. Rabbi Kiva that says you need a Starship, he's talking about Pahavo. Hoyul Uknas Chachomimu. Since it's a Knas Chachomim, so you need a Starship. Like the Gemara and the Rishashi is a Girso beer. Knas Chachomim, who puts in Chachomim? It's a Knas Chachomim, please. Kroy Kadoshinon. We dash this from Psukim. We just said it's a Ribe meat for Ribe. We marble all the things. Wait, tell me it's it. Elohoyel Umedrish Chachomim. No, not Knas Chachomim, it's a Medrish Chachomim. What Pshad in this is, when we finish the Gemara, we'll see Tyson. Okay, but that was the hachro, since it's a medrash chachomim, it doesn't say beferish. So memele, therefore, you need a shtashich. Zut the gemore, my time is the Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says you need a shtashich, all over. Yalev, shiluach, shiluach, miisha. We learn how from Misha. Lachov, shiyishalchen. Here it says, Ma'isha says, V'shilcha mi be'isa. Ma'isha b'shtar, efeve nami b'shtar. V'Rab Meir. So what, why is Rab Meir chayvut? Ikosa chofshi lebesoyiv kideka amrit. If it would say, Yishalchena chofshi, so it means, how does David become chofshi? Through Yishalchena. Oh, that's, then you'd be 100% right. Yishalchenu chavshi, that means it becomes chavshi through a yishalchenu. Yishalchenu means with a shtar shich. Ba'asha d'chsiv la'chavshi yishalchenu avalei chavshi mekorem. That means it says la'chavshi, so that means he's chavshi. Yishalchenu is the chariboy. Yishalchenu is a riboy to be mabo ol chavtalet evorim. But when you learn the parsha of Shein v'ayin, it says la'chavshi. So finished. So we know already that he goes out free without anything. And Yishalchenu is only a ribi to be mamba all chavdala devot. What does Rashi say? Bekulo naroshi evorim koi. Bitzorich get shichu latir baschayram. Shatei rezoch soloi dechsiv. Behedi, this is machi b'vnei chachamim. Iksiv chav shile besoiv kedek amret. Velav chipushoi elo b'shiluch. Yishalchenu chavshi becomes chavshi through shiluach. Hashasim lachavshi shachanav lechavshi mikore chiyosi yishalchenu l'shah roshi evorim mos. Yishalchenu is coming to be marbe other shiluchim. But what occurs is it's right away lachavshi. Let us see Taisus. Oyul umedrish chachamimu perish mishmoch yomar. This is a medrash. Shame the ayin it says beferish. This is a medrash. This is different. That's their pshat. Taimem habekach. What pshat? So it's a medrash. So what? Oyul medrash chachamim. Uvalei kama gufei teira tluim. Sheinam boim elo mikayach drashach. I mean, so what if it's only a medrash? I mean, the halacha we learn now from this. Riboy, mit v'riboy, that the halacha of Yitzhiya is not darke b'shem v'ayin, chav tal v'rosh l'ayim, finish, but why should this in any way be different? L'chein nire l'rabbeinu tam, l'getze eini ela mida rabbon. Eh, it's in mina teori 100% v'ayin. That the Yitzhiya, if I assume that the Yitzhiya by shem v'ayin is without a get, so who had in the Yitzhiya of chav tal v'rosh l'ayim is also without a get. Rabbon, and you need a get. I need a get with the Rabbon. The Chayshinon, Shema Yimtzehenu Bishuk. That means he'll send them out. And then later he sees the Eved walking around. V'yoyim aloi Abdiyata. And he'll say, you're my Eved. Lefi She'ein HaMedrash Yodu Aloi Lo. The belt doesn't know this Medrash. This is not Shein V'ayin. Knows and heaven goes out with Shein V'ayin. So he says, you're my Eved, what happened? Why are you Eved? What do you mean? Look at my finger, you chopped off my finger. no fingers. Shem v'shem, the Torah Shem v'ayim. What finger? And this is not such a bakante medrash, it seems. Fing she'en a medrash yedu aloimu. L'chein tiknu get shichel. So psegor interessant to pshat Rabbi Netam has. The Rabbona were mesaken, since this is not a this is a psa medrash hanelam, a psa to people, not many people are acquainted with this medrash. So meila, in order to avoid problems, the Chachomim said you should write again. Now, I have a problem here, a different problem. Now, we have to know that the Yitziyah of Shem V'ayin is a knas. It's not, your Besen has to be Mechayiv, him to be Moitzi. There's a Gemara, Baba Kamer, I'm Gamliel, that's the took out of Shem of Tovi Avdin, he's so happy, Baruch Hashem, he's so he's Eved, oh, this is Kemi Meshach, and Eved. So this will have been Tavoy, but now, somehow he took out a tooth, I think, so he was Molei Simcha, and he comes over, and he saw the Yafez, and he said, no, I took out a tooth of Tovi Avdin. So he says, so it's Moide B'Knas, so he's not a Meshucha. You have to have, it's a Knas. This is a Knas, you need Bo'edim, and Besen has to ask him that he's a Meshucha. About all Knosses, you need a Psaq Besen. It's not an understood Psaq. So we went to Besen. There was a sitting in Besen. And whoever slept to Besen, but the Besen said, he shows the finger to the dying, they look at it, the finger is chopped off, the Rosh is boy, its boy is chopped off, so there's Adam, it's time you need Adam, this will be right, there's Adam, yeah, he chopped it off, yeah. Besen says, so, no, goes on the chair, this is a psak Besen, so, after Shenstoif, and if you're afraid that people might not be aware of this, so let the Besen write down the psak, we ask him that he's Yetzel Lecheres. This is you're afraid of a krumkeit that's going to happen. This Odin was in Besen, the Eved was in Besen. Now all of a sudden, this Odin, all of a sudden, Takva Yitzray, he's going to make a tumul. Fine. So make a tumul. So let Besen, instead of making a takone, did he should write a false shtar, which is nishke shtoike nishke flogen. The shtar is back to Adam with a shtar, and this the Eved has to hold. I mean, because he's going to prove this and put this in the safe. So why do you need such dreidler? You need a bezen saibesai. You have a psak bezen saibesai. So let's write down this is an official document. When bezen makes a geiris, so how do we know he became a geir? Bezen is a ksav geiris. Bezen writes down we officiated by his geiris. So a bezen write down that we were the bezen and we baskin that he's yetzel geiris. Because he cut off a finger. That's the Lo'ira Bossi.
Vriva Pirish, the Vadai, Shein Va'ayim, the Chsiv Behedye Bikro. Vriva says a very beautiful pshat. He says like this. The Pasuk says Shein Va'ayim. Alayu Chsiv, Lachovshi Yishalchenu. Lachovshi means he goes out free. The mafsher, the mashma, chavshim mikore. This was the machim b'fnei chacham. It says shem v'ayim lachavshim. B'opshita lei d'loi gomar shiluach shiluach mish. It says lachavshim. Chayin en sov get shicha. Avol sharei bo. D'loi nofki elami yituri di yishalchenu. The other vorm, you know, it's riboy, mi yitva riboy. B'ochi gemiri shiluach shiluach mish. L'kach sov lu get shicha. So they sing a beautiful word. The machim b'fnei chacham im hel. That said, that the Pashte Dekro is Shein Va'ayin. It says Lachovshi. So when you're learning Pashte Dekro, so Lachovshi. You're learning Drash. And the Yishalchan is a Ribay and other things. And Drash is a Gzeir Shove from Shiluach Shiluach. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Tano Rabbono. He ko al Einoi B'somo. He hit him on his eye, and he became blind. Al Oznoi, he gave him a zet on his ear. The Chirsha, he became deaf. Eved, Yoitze Ben Lecheres, he goes out Lecheres, and we mentioned Taisus of Babakama, why is it called the Mubshebe Goli? So
So Taisus says really two tilutzim. One tilutz we had mentioned already, because from his actions you can observe that he's dead. And then Taisus says, the mum she begoli, you don't have to see the mum begoli. It has to be an eva begoli. That's what Taisus wants to say it is. So the ear is an eva begoli. Hit him and he hurt the spleen or something else, that's not an Avisha Begoli. But the ear is an Avisha Begoli, even though I don't see the deafness. But if Lamaisa, all need is an Avisha Begoli, not a Mum Shem, a Mum Be'Avisha Begoli. Al Kaponim. Neget Einoi Be'Einoi Roya. But what happens if he didn't hit his eye? He hit Neget Einoi Be'Einoi Roya. What's the type Neget Einoi? So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, "Keneged einoi shehika bekaisel." He gave a big bang on the kaisel. Vehi visay bekail, and that frightened him. The bang on the kaisel frightened the eved, and the fright is very detrimental to health. Ve'einoi roya oinischarish, because of the scare that made that he doesn't see or he doesn't hear. He didn't hit him. He made a melodic noise in the kaisel. He banged the kaisel, and that is how he became blind or deaf. Eineved yoytze behen lecheches. And he doesn't go out lecheches. Omar Rav Shimon l'Rav Ashi. So he didn't understand this. This noise made him deaf and blind. The memory, the kola, la klumu. I made a koil. If a koil is mazik, it's nothing. Votoni rami by Yecheskel. Tarnagel shahoshit roishe la avakli schuchis betoka boy. A tarnagel that stuck his head in the avir of a kli schuchis, and he made a noise. He wasn't an opera singer, but v'shibroi. So the sound waves broke the glass. Mishalim nezik shalim, you pay nezik shalim. Now this we just have to understand. There's a klal in the mazik of a behemah. This is koichai. This is not gufai. This is koichai. The koil of a behemah is koichai, and that's tzoyres. That is not the machloike sumchis and the chachomim. If tzoyres, if koichai, a hezik through a behemah, the koichai pays nezik shalim, machatzin. Now this beraisa is going according to Sumchis that koichai pays nezek shalom. So mishalim, we talk about b'shibrei mishalim nezek shalom. V'omar Rav Yosef Omri Beirav sus shetzonach v'chamir shenir v'shibro keilim v'soich habayis mishalim chatzin nezek. Now this member holds that tzoyres pays chatzin nezek. But al kaponim we see klar that a koil is koyach of the balakel, and there's a klal koichai kegufai. In my name, there's a shali pechatsi, but look, this a koil is koichai. That's called a koyach. A malay shani odom. The given the bardasu ihu mivis nafshen. Now, before we see Rashi, let's go a little further. Kedusanya, amavis es chaveiroi, poto medinei odo, vechayiv medinei shemayim. If you scare someone, toka ba'oznoi vechirshoi, poto. Ochzeyu v'toka ba'oznoi vechirshoi chayiv. He held the ear, or he held him, and he toka ba'oznoi vechirshoi chayiv. So we see toka ba'oznoi, amavis es chaveiro es poter medinei odom, ochzeyu es chayiv. Now, before we see Rashi by us, which is a difficult Rashi, I'd like to say over Rashi and Baba Kama, which we could try to assume we understand. Rashi says, ochzeyu v'toka ba'oznoi v'chirshoi chayiv, So Rashi says, Maise Didei. This is called his Maise. But maybe this Rashi will stem with our Rashi also. So, but Kaponim Rashi over there, the Rama in the Shita Mekabetzes of Baba Kama Dan Tzadik Aleph says as follows. Iyu dekamabis anafshe. Taka shahoye lo yen starts, wants to blow into his ear. Shahoye lo lahachim roishe le tzadacher. So why was he a lemela? He sees wants to blow into his ear. So bend down your head. Veloy hilchim. So who told you your head is not made out of cement? It's flexible. Why didn't you turn your head? Avol vaday im loy hoya yoche lahachin roishay letzadache. If he was in a place that he had no place where to turn, toye yoche lahatzel es napshe min hezik giri didei ahani bei. So then it's sicher. If I had no etzer, I have nothing. I can't do anything. I can't avoid the hezik that he wants to be mazik me. So then yenel zicher bichayim. Kedisanya, Ochsoi v'toke ba'osnoi chayim. So the Rama in the Shit Mekabetzes seems to learn pshat Ochsoi as follows. That means iu de'ivis anamshe. That means if amur dekechidish, if the nizik had a oifen, how to be matzel himself from the hezek that the mazik made. So even though maybe a lamdan would say, well, ala mazik lach, because you had a right to do this, I'm going to stand here, you may you blow, you make me dead, you'll pay for it. The Rama doesn't say that. If since you're a bardas, you could have avoided the hezek, so memele is part of mitashlum. That's called there is a bardas his seichel to run away from danger. You should have yenel tut. It's called somehow somewhere the kachidish, but this is we can understand it that in hilchas tashlumim it's called you were messiah in the hezek. You had an eitzer. You didn't do it. But so there's no chiyuv tashlum. If ochzoi means he held them, he can't move. Or the Rama says another oifen that he had no way where to run, where to bend. So then takis ayenes you're a masik you're chay. So what is the Gemara saying over here? So the Gemara is saying that negedeno ben reik negedos veishmein evdeis v'mleches. It's not called I did it. You are mishtatev. That means you are mishtatev in the hezek by not wanting to escape the hezek. That's according to the Rama we can understand this. Let's see what Rashi says. V'shibre b'keil mishal nezek sholem t'sumchis mekmin al babakana l'mabayim v'shizika b'tzreiris mishal nezek sholem. So Rashi says, "Hai nizik, the nizik is a bardas. V'chi mivis midaitei ko mivis. That what he gets scared." That's midaite komidis. Shenoisem liboy el pachad kol habo pisoim. That means that fear is relative. That means the bistach habardas. So the fear midaite komidis. That means this was your choice. You have to. Yen is blowing. You learn a perik and chayvus abo v'shara b'toch. What? Miat fatirim yen ishamos. I mean, what are you scared of? It's a big noise. I mean, al kaponim. It seems the fear contributed to the hezek. And the fear is your fear. It's not, I mean, what he did, he was goyrim. He was, that's a grom, he's chai b'dini shemayim. B'dini shemayim, he was goyrim. But al koponim, the hezek, you contributed to the hezek because of your fear. Some liboy, shenoysen liboy el pachat koil habopis, and it's a psadoi. In the scene is Halev. So there's a problem. So what's the chilik by Ochsoi? Ochsoi is the chapacha doire. So if I'm holding him, so what? I mean, but it's the fear. So the Moshe wants to say in the Bris Moshe in the Oris, he wants to say it could be if a person is in a matzev that he's helpless. Yen is holding him. He can't escape from him. And then he's going to start, who knows what he's going to do. When a person is in a matzav of helplessness, so can, could be, then the fear is muchach. So then it's called, you made the fear. That means this whole thing happened, then it's, he can't control himself. He can't control his allegation. So that's called you did it. If I can still move about, I can escape, I can do it. And I'm standing here, I can't move out of the fear. That's called you did it. That's called that the nizik was mishtat v'nezik. But if he's holding me and I can't escape from him, so he wants to say, then it's called that since this is the teva ha'odom, the fear is an automatic fear, which cannot be, this is an automatic fear, so therefore it's cool that you made the hezek. Just, let's see further. Ugh, no. There's a very interesting kasha from the Rishash. The Rishash is a kasha, the Maisa, by this halacha of a person was ma'amavis as chaveiroi, potem b'dini odom v'chayiv b'dini shemayim, number one. B'dini shemayim, that means when it comes to dini shemayim, he won't ever care, who told him to? B'dini shemayim, he's chayiv, that's finished. There's a Rashi Shita in Baba Metzia, Rashi says, I come like the Rab Menei, you're supported with Dine Yodom, but you have with Dine Shemayim. So Rashi says, Tfisa helps. Whenever there's a Chiyav with Dine Shemayim, so a Chiyav with Dine Shemayim means that Bezdin's hands are tied. Bezdin can't. I come like with the Rab Menei, we're giving you Malkus, we're giving you Misa, so don't start talking about money. But B'dini Shemayim is chayiv. One thing doesn't, B'dini Shemayim, you have to give the money. So Rashi says, Tfisa helps. So the Nizik can have the money. Ma'achi B'dini Shemayim can have the money. So Frek the Rishash and the Shara Melech, a beautiful kasha. So they said, so they ask as follows. They ask, this halacha that Ibis is B'dini Shemayim is chayiv. By Hezek, let's forget about the Nebuchadnezzar for a minute. L'chayra by Hezek, if he was mazik him through this grome, he's chayvah din Shemayim, so Tfisa will help, Yen could chap away. So l'chayra, so why doesn't the Eved go out l'chayras al Tfisa? Chap tzich, as tof as ba'atzma, I want to chap myself. As I fact the Rishash HaKasha. So the Rishash is two terutz, like the first terutz is a beautiful terutz, like to be mamtik. We had mentioned before, knas, a knas is pshat, is like there's a toisvis. I once heard a very good moshul from a goyin, Rav Epstein Shlita. He explained to us what a knas is. He says, if a person drives through a red light, so now, if a policeman sees him, it's going to happen, take him to court, and he'll pay a fine. What if a policeman doesn't see him, but he's an Eilich person? person. He says, "Now go to court." He says, "No, I passed a red light." So, "How much do I owe?" You don't know anything. A fine is a punishment. If we hopped you, we'll punish you. If we didn't hop you, we don't know anything. There's no chiyuv to pay for passing through a red light. This is a punishment that by din, the Taisa says in Masechtas Makis, or Rabbi Kivega says that, by knosos, there's no chiyuv lotzei sedei shemayim. If there's no bezdin, there's no edim, I'm not mechuyev to pay. It's a punishment. Bezdin is edim. Bezdin is punishment. I'm mechuyev to pay. So the whole knas of Yotzel Lecheres is the Bezdin says that he goes on Lecheres. The minute that Bezdin's hands are tied, it wasn't be a dime, it was only a grommet, so forget about it. When Bezdin's hands are tied, there's no knas. Well, there's no knas, there's no Lecheres. By money, it's very good. By money, I hear mom and Pshat is Bezdin, you take all the money. So, accumulate the rabbin, that means Bezdin cannot be mechayev you the money since Bezdin is giving you an einish kapura. But you owe the money, so I can chap. That's Shita's Rashi. But over here, you need the whole chiyuv is through Bezdin. And by a chiyuv b'day shebayim, so you don't have a Bezdin. So there's nothing to ask whatsoever. Zok Taisvis. And it got very weak. He's not blind, but the sight got very weak. Al shinoi v'nodeto. He gave him a zef on the tooth, and the tooth is wobbling. So now, halach is as follows. Im yochel lehishtamish v'hem achshot. If he can still use the eye and the tooth, he can't bite an apple and...
he called Alene Vikosa Ashini Benadido. Im Yochel Ishtamish Bem Asho. If he still has some use from the eye and the tooth, he never Yetzi Bem Lecheres. So, he doesn't go on Lecheres. Vim Lav Eved Yetzi Bem Lecheres. But if, even though he's not 100% blind, but Shimush he doesn't have, maybe he's called legally blind, but he doesn't have a, if not exactly how to define this, but he doesn't have a Shimush of the eye, Eved Yetzi Bem Lecheres. He lost the Shimush of the eye. He needs already, he can see something, but he can't be mishtamish with this weak eyesight. Tanya Ida. That's one beraz. Arei shahoisa einai kahuya. He had a weak eyesight to begin with. Vesama. And yen, the hot made a maki bepatish. Now he's blind. Shinai neduda. He had a loose tooth. Vipila. So now, the thing is as follows. Im yochel lihishtamish behen kvar. If before, with the weak eyesight, he was able to be mishtamish, eved yetzi behen lecheres, and eved goes out lecheres. Now he's blind. Vim lav, before, he also did not have a koyach hashimush, and eved yetzi behen lecheres. Now, Gavuch, before we see the Gemara, before we see the Tzrichs of the Gemara, there's a Muridike Rishash over here that says, is Medayik Muridike Zachen. He says there's a
eye, that one has 20/20 vision. That's how it's going. Then there's a eye that his vision is not good at all, but it's yochel lehishtamish. Whatever, he doesn't need someone to lead him. He can still be mishtamish with this weak eye. Then there's a sight that he can still see, but any yochel lehishtamish. I mean, the sight doesn't help him to function. He needs already someone to help him. Then there's complete blindness. So we have four dargis. So he says, Amur de Kazak, he ko al einoy vechoaso. So here the din is, before he was able to see 100%, vechoaso, and now, it depends. Im yochel ishtamish b'marsho, it doesn't go out with haters. That means I made from a person who was functioning with normal eyesight, I made him helpless. He could still see, but he's helpless. He goes out lecheres. If it's yochel ishtamish, he's not helpless, so he doesn't go. I weakened his eyesight, he doesn't go out. So he says, I made from Darga Aleph to Darga Gimel, Yoytza Lecheres. Doesn't have to make him completely blind. I made from Darga Aleph to Darga Beis, it's not Yoytza Lecheres. Now let's see the second aloha. The second aloha was, Im Yochel Ishtamish Behem, that when the second case is speaking about, it's Darga Beis. He had weak eyesight, but he was functioning. He didn't need, was able to function. It says, what did he do? He made him blind. That's the second verse. He made him blind. So I made from a base to a dalet. And the din is yoytze lecheres. Which data amoyodike chiddush, and let's appreciate the chiddush. I made from the base a gimel. That means before, good, he had shvach eyesight, but he didn't need someone in the house to say he was able to function. Now he can't function. So the second beraisa says he won't go out lecheres. Here the yitzir lecheres is, I have to make him completely blind. As that's what it says in these two barayses. Al kaponim, that's a samayr de ki yediya. Utsriche. So, al kaponim, we have over here, we have that, on the first halacha it says, yachal ishtamish, that's called, you can still see. So Mimele won't go out Lecheres, and that's what it says in the second Barais also, Yochel Ishtamish, and that's called I blinded him. Di Yashmin in Hach Kemaisem. If it would only say the first case, Mishum de Mikore Nahira Bori, Vahashte Nahira Krisha. So that's called, that's called, that means from a good eyesight, to make that he was able to function, to make that he can't function anymore, that's called I blinded him. Avol hoche, temikore nami naire krishe. But in the second case, that, Paki was yochel ishtamish, but he had a very weak eyesight. Eimoloi, I would think on such an eyesight, God, he can walk around a little bit, he can do things. I would think on that is Bachlaun no chiyuv of blinding such a person who was three quarters blind from before. So that's what he has to tell me the second halacha. Vi'i ashminin ho mishum desamya legamri. Good. So, because in the second halacha he made him completely blind. Avol hasam blei samyu legamri eim aloi. But in the first case, he's just making him, he's unable to function, but he did not blind him, he still sees. So I would think that what? That there's no chiyuv of going down the cheres is tzriche. Let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi. Because the loy nismis legamri, shaloye bemitzi.
The
first case is coming to tell us that even though he cannot function anymore, even though he's not completely blind, the Marisa Bedeichik, that's also Avishchos. These are these two halachas, the making from a functioning person completely blind, that's the second halach, and making from a person with perfect eyesight that now he cannot function. This is also called. That's called that. So it's Kamash Malon. Is Kamash Malon that here, that he's also, in both cases, he's Yaitzalacha.